access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace. I welcome everyone. I'm so happy to be here with my co-host, my host, Noemi Grace, and I'm Lisa Berry. Hello, how are you, Noemi?
Oh, I am just so happy to be here. I just love what we do, providing access to people and getting answers to people's burning questions and their message, you know, getting messages for them, because we all are in a place where we could use a little more answers. We have questions. Life itself evokes questions. And so to be able to help people get answers for their questions, that's so important. And I'm just so grateful that we do this together, and our connection I think really creates a safe space for people. So I'm really grateful about that too.
You just had that loaded there. That's beautiful. First of all, thank you. And I love that you said life evokes questions. I mean, that's why we're here. We're here to explore and to experience and do. And I'm gonna bring this up. You had an interview this morning on another show, and I'm gonna ask you about that because I think it's important to share this. But the reason why we love getting you on other shows and being interviewed, and whether you're channeling or not, because you said it, life does evoke questions, and people from all over the globe have these questions. Did you focus on something specifically on your show or the interview earlier?
So it will come out on YouTube next month. The show is called Path to Purpose. Okay. And so it was about life purpose. And so what I shared was about learning to listen. You know, my path, my journey was about learning to listen and learning to see what I wasn't seeing because I was living with blinders on, and then becoming willing to follow through with what I had heard once I learned to listen, because we may hear something, but if we ignore it, then it's going to be less likely to hear it the next time. And so it really was, I encourage people to watch this. It's YouTube videos. It was on YouTube, and Katya Rasmussen, she has a wonderful way about her of encouraging people and helping people to discover their own life purpose. And so I talked about becoming the message and sort of the journey I was on in receiving messages that became part of my book, which I'll do a short reading from in a few, and how part of the process of getting it published is that I had to become the message, and I'm still becoming the message of divine love is self-love. I can't say that I've become it, but I am in the process of becoming, and that how important that is to embrace that.
When you listen, I know it's so interesting. I love that you said what you had blinders on, because a lot of us, sometimes we choose to have those blinders on, and sometimes we don't know that they're there. And to allow that light, I love that you said the word encourage. I know you were talking about Katya, but he said she encourages you. Well, sometimes we need that, and I would like to right now encourage and really hold that, like you said, safe space for everybody listening right now who. Maybe you do need a little encouragement to reach out and take those blinders off, or maybe just peek around the corner just so you can have a little light come in. And Noemi and I have created two safe places for you to do so, one of them being right here on Access to Angels and Grace. You can call in, and actually I'm going to be announcing the phone number if you guys would like to call in and ask a question. But we also do Facebook Lives. We would love to do more of them, but right now we're just doing about two a month. But it's a way that you can learn how to develop your own intuition, as Noemi was saying, about listening and how to listen and how to hear your own. And so we try to make ourselves very available, but I would love to hear some what you have been guided to share with us, Noemi, from your book.
Sure. So again, my book is an intimate dialogue with God, the miraculous power of unconditional self-love. And so I know today, so what Lisa does is, if we have a theme, she'll say we have a theme. Last time it was career related, this time it's relationship related. So I consider that in choosing reading for my book. And of course, sometimes I just open it, as I said before, randomly, and it's always great. So I'm actually reading the last Facebook Live we did. I had quoted this part of the book where I had said, the divine asked me, do I believe that love heals? And I answered, love conquers all. And the divine said, love does not conquer, fight, or resist anything. Love melts, heals, and enlivens. And so later on in that message is a really sweet piece about compassion and changing the way we look at things. So I'm just going to read a short passage. Remember this always. Love is the fabric of freedom. Forgiveness paves the way to freedom. You will know when you are free, when there's nothing left to forgive, because you see through the eyes of love. Learn to forgive yourself of everything you think you've done wrong and let it all go. Open wide and feel deep compassion for yourself. There is nothing wrong, bad, or inferior about you. And nothing is broken or needs fixing. You will see your own perfection when you stop to look at yourself through eyes of love. Every moment is an opportunity to choose love. Every pain, whether physical or emotional, is a reminder to choose love. Keep choosing love, and one day you will realize that love is choosing you. Actually, love chose you long ago to be the beautiful soul that you are. Let love flow into you, through you, and out of you. This choice makes all difference on your path. Choose from love. This will simplify your life. What do you choose when you see your life, your relationships, your health, and finances from love? Everything appears different when seen from love. When you choose from the perspective of love, your experience also changes. You enjoy life more, connect more with people who love you. You care more, love more, and live more.
Yes.
And that is from page 22 on my book.
Oh, that was so beautiful. There's so many things that that came up because, and yes, our theme today is about being consumed, like consumed by thoughts and overwhelmed, like more than overwhelmed, consumed, like you can't stop and it's just everything and only what you're thinking about. And whether it's about a loved one, a relationship that's gone, that has ended, ended because of a breakup or because of one passing, consumed by the love that you have for your children and stuff. But Noemi, there's something in there I love that you read specifically about, that nothing is broken and nothing needs fixing. And I think that when I think of somebody being consumed by something, it's because they're trying to fix something that they think they're perceiving as broken or needing fixing. But what do you think about that, if that word consumed and then
I think
broken?
that's a really accurate assessment. I you know, when we're consumed, we can't let go of something, but it seems like it can't let go of us. We are trapped. We're kind of in this embrace that's like a death embrace. I mean, we cannot free ourselves from it. We can't extricate ourselves from it. And yes, a lot of times we could be consumed with divine love, but most of the time that's not going to be what we're consumed with. We wind up being consumed by things that not only we feel are broken, but things, regrets, the things we regret, the things we want to be different. And so when we can't embrace what is, that leads us into trying to change what is in some way, or trying to hang on to what was, in the case of an ended relationship, or, you know, a breakup, or someone passing away, someone, transitioning, dying, or we try to change what is into something else. The consumption then drives us into some action that we're taking this action to fix it, to change it, to do something about it. And so the consumption is a very active thing. And when you think about consuming, you consume food that is active. You don't just look at the food and it doesn't, by osmosis get ingested. You're chewing, it's active. So consumption chews us up too. And it takes away our power. It takes away our ability to focus our energy on more productive things and more satisfying things and more fulfilling things. And so I think, being consumed is, as a psychotherapist, I see that, many times people coming in because they can't let go of something that's over, or they can't, forgive themselves for the kids' challenges, or for the breakup of a divorce or something like that. And so, and the sad thing about consumption is that we can't enjoy life because our energy is going into this thing that's eating us alive.
You
And
just mentioned the most the important things that I think about when people are consumed. I know for me, and I love that you said the word energy and you chose that takes up our energy. That is the number one thing that I actually resist being like I as soon as I kind of notice that I'm being consumed by something, I'm like, no, because my number one thing is I hate having my time wasted. And I used to teach as a holistic nutritionist, when I did my seminars, the number one thing I would teach everybody first, I say, and I always ask the question, how much energy do you think it takes to digest your food? And do you know that it's 70% plus? Like, so all of your energy at that time, 70% plus, because you have to digest it, and that's all your energy goes to that. That's so perfect that you said that, because this is why receiving a message from you, Noemi, is going to be so helpful, because this is really about not just getting clarity at this time. This is about regaining your energy, taking back your control over where your thoughts are being consumed by and your energy is being drained.
Oh, absolutely. So in that analogy and that correlation too, I mean, I think the word consumed is not by accident. That correlation, 70% of your energy, that's why people, they eat a big lunch and then they go back to their desk.
Yes.
they've got no energy for their job. 70% is used in the digestion. So the indigestion of being consumed by something, if that takes 70% of your energy, think about what percentage do you have to move on from the thing you're consuming? What percentage do you have? What energy do you have
Oh.
left to create something new in your life, or to even just
Yes.
focus on your life and be in the present moment? Because that consumption always takes us out of the present moment.
Oh, you just made that even extra good. Because you're right, you're thinking, gosh, if I only have 30%, but I gotta get out of this bad place, then boy, that doesn't really help me a lot, does it?
No, exactly. So, and I'm somewhat channeling as we're doing this conversation, because the divine, I've so blessed to be able to hear the divine, and so the divine has permission to put words in my mouth and in conversation, and so things are coming out that I know, just connections of words and things. That are coming from the divine. The way that happens, I just know it's not me, because in the moment I'm quick, but I'm not that quick.
You're sharing the credit, which is good. Now, I'd like to take this opportunity to invite anybody to call in, and I'm going to give you the number right now. So if anybody wants to get their pen and paper or their phones out, so they can write this down. And we'll be accepting calls after the commercial break. And we already have some questions that have been written into us that Noemi's going to channel there. But everybody, the station number to call in, and it's Om Times Radio, if you are going to, look it up on Google or internet here. But it's 202. 570-7057, 202-570-7057, and you'll be placed on hold and put in the queue, and then we'll get to you as you call in. But no, I mean, we're sticking to the theme here of being consumed, being, just can't let go of something, can't figure it out and just, I'm stuck. So. But so what we'll do, we've got, I think we had about three questions lined up, and they're actually really good ones, guys, that everybody can get something from, because whether you're even in a certain situation now, or you will might come up to one, or you know somebody in the situations, you'll want to definitely share the replay and I just kind of notice in your life so that you can prevent consumption.
Prevention. Yeah.
I like that. That's prevention great. Of consumption. Oh, geez. No, I mean, have you ever been in that position where you've just been, you've been married for a little bit of time now, so that's not you in the
a
relationship.
A long time
but,
now, yes. Yeah. I won't say how long, don't want to date myself, but certainly consumed by a lot of things. And actually, one of the things I was saying was that, you know, if need be, or if there was space, I would actually channel a message for myself, because this week, or recently, but the messages, I think that people have asked, you know, that we have some questions. We'll go with that, because I can always channel a message for myself.
Right.
But lately, a couple of times, drama has found me. And I used to get consumed by drama. And I found my solution was to steer clear of drama. Always, you know, do my best to stay away from drama. And I found drama directed at me. You know, like getting uninvited to something I was invited to, like, clearly we don't want you. And I was like, ew, you know, that hasn't happened since junior high school, you know, and, you know, and other things where I was working with other people and the people around me had drama and I was kind of uninvolved, but I was witnessing a lot of drama. So, and in the past it would consume me. And I'm so grateful that it has been something that I don't have to be consumed now. Are we having commercial right now?
We are going to go to commercial right now, actually. But just a reminder everybody of the number 202-570-7057. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are
the inspired and the inspiration.
It feels like I'm watching, I have memories of being a little girl and my mom having a soap opera on, and you know, the music is just so happy and full of all these love and romantic, not the drama part, but all the good part.
So. Oh my gosh. I remember when my mother used to watch soap operas, and so I got into watching all my children fairly young. Yes. And what I would do is watch it in the summertime. She didn't know I was kind of watching over her shoulder. I would watch it in the summertime, then go back to school, come back the next year, and the same people were there, but they were with different people, and it was the same kind of drama.
Yep.
I don't know why I felt the need to share that, but anyway.
Well, you know what? It's exactly what we were talking about before, and drama. And I'm glad that you brought, well, we're all bringing up drama right now, because, you know, being consumed by things, it does create this addiction. We have this addiction to drama in a weird way. And I don't want to say it's an it's not addiction by choice. It's just something that just shows up and you're like, why can't I let this go? My God, I don't want to care.
Well, yes. And so so I was asking the divine about why was this drama kind of happening in my life? So I've learned to not say, why is this happening to me? Mm-hmm. Especially since what the answer was, which was like so sweet. I said, why is this happening? And I did say to me for a second, and then I caught myself. And then the divine answer was, nothing ever happens to you. Everything that happens is for you. Everything presents an opportunity for your healing, learning, and growth. See everything that happens through eyes of love, and you will never blame anyone again. You will see the gift in everything and be liberated from all judgment and suffering.
Liberated. There's our word from consumed to being liberated. What a freedom feeling that is.
Yes, and consumption is a suffering, you know.
Yes.
It's just that suffering, you know. The Buddha said Buddha's words weren't exactly this, but basically the message was pain is inevitable. Pain happens to all of us, but suffering is optional. And so learning to not suffer. Consumption is such a big suffering, and we live in the suffering. And so why don't we move into the first question that, you know, people have asked to have an answer, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Now, I have actually just it bundled in my brain, but it's and this is from the female energy. So we've got female energy coming through and asking about this, or mother nature. And this would be a question being consumed by the desire to, what was that? How'd she word this better? But not the desire, being consumed by control, needing to control, or guilt of not being good enough as a mother, but towards her adult children. So these are not little children. These are not about grounding and things, but this is about adult children who have their own lives, but still that being consumed with the need and desire to fix and help and control and feel guilty about. How can she have some freedom, some liberation from these feelings?
That's such a great question, and it's something so many of us struggle with. As you know, so many parents, when you see your children struggling, you struggle along with them. And depending on how much struggle your children have, if it's easy to become consumed when their struggles are really difficult. So, so in case this is the first time you're listening in, what I do is connect with that question and to the person asking the question, and they're not on the show today, but I'm just opening my heart to their heart, wherever they are, wherever she is. And then I take a couple seconds to connect with the divine, and I will greet the divine, and then you'll hear the change in the speaker, and the divine will start speaking. So I'm going into silence now for that. Hello, Divine, here with a question from a mother of adult children who's been consumed with their struggles and feeling guilt about that, perhaps blaming herself for why they're struggling and not able to really move on from that. And it's consuming a lot of her energy and not finding joy. I'm sensing not finding joy. So just bringing that to you, and just whatever help you can give for this woman who's so struggling, we'd be grateful to receive that and channel that and share that with her so that she can find some freedom, some liberation. thank you for this question. We are grateful for the opportunity to speak on this topic of consumption, of being consumed, because it is something that is so widespread. It is like a plague. In the old days, there was a plague called consumption. Tuberculosis was called consumption, and people died from it. It consumed their life force. It filled them up with things that were not helpful for them. It filled them up with disease, and it consumed them. And so consumption is a disease, and it is a disease of the human mind and of the human heart. You have to love deeply to be consumed, with your children's suffering, to be co-suffering with them. You love so deeply. Your heart is so filled up with care and concern for them. And you would sacrifice yourself for them if you could. That kind of care leads to the consumption when the children and any others that you love are struggling. And struggle is part of the human equation, of the human condition. And we know that that struggle for many of you leads to suffering. But struggle and suffering are not the same thing. Struggle is the butterfly seeking to be birthed out of its chrysalis. Suffering is what you do when the pain is so great and you can't get past it, and you become consumed with the story of it, the experience of it, of the presence of it in your life. And so one of the things that we want to offer today is that it is not your fault. To all parents listening here, it is not your fault. You are not bad parents. Whatever choice you made, if you are being consumed, this tells us that you love your children. You care about them. If you didn't care, you would just say, my kids are a mess, and that would be it. You love so deeply, and it is not your fault. You are all here to learn and to heal and to grow and to experience and to come out of that experience renewed and to be able to help others. And so when you become consumed, you are not able to help your children, and you are not helping yourself. It is important that you help yourself, and you must help yourself first. Your adult children have the ability to help themselves, and maybe they are not making the best choices in helping themselves, but they are learning. They are learning. They are still in the cocoon, in the chrysalis, if they're suffering so much, and they are going to be rebirthed at some point. It is hard to wait. It is hard to be patient. It is hard to watch, and it is hard not to blame yourself. We understand that, but we ask you and we instruct you not to blame yourself. This is all part of the divine plan. You start life out as a caterpillar, chewing away innocently, not knowing, causing some damage, as caterpillars do to some plants, just going through life at that level of awareness. Life gives you opportunities that many of you call challenges, and you go inside and you transform yourself, and you go inside the challenges and they transform you. Sometimes it's trial by fire. It is the transformation of the fire that changes you. But you are all here to be rebirthed into the truth of who you are and understanding the bigger picture. When you're consumed, you micro-focus on what's happening right now and what might happen in the future. The bigger picture, we see everything from an eternal perspective, an eternal point of view, a timeless point of view. Every moment may feel like an eternity for you, but we actually are in eternity. We live in eternity. We are eternity. Let go and let God is a phrase that many of you are aware of. Turn it over to us. Ask us to remove this plague, this consumption. Ask us to remove it as you might ask us to heal a disease. This is a disease. It is consuming you. It is eating you alive. Trust that we have the best interests of your children in our heart and mind, and we are there to support them. You cannot do anything for them by being consumed by their suffering. You are harming yourself, and you are not helping them. Help yourself by asking us to lift this burden, being willing to hand it over. When you feel the burden, when you feel that pain rising up, asking us to take it from you as we would take a pain of any sort from you. All of you, ask us to take your pains away, and we can. But you will go back to the pain because it is what you're used to. So just ask again and keep asking. Divine, God, Spirit, Universe, whatever name you want to call us, it's okay. But ask for our help. Ask us to take away that suffering when you feel it rising up. And learn to trust. Learn to trust us. Learn to trust that your children's path will open before them and they will be given opportunities to course correct if they are making poor choices. And trust that the poor choices will lead them to enough frustration that they will then start to choose better choices. Allowing yourself to live your own life, allowing us to support you and to support them. By presenting opportunities to them. We are always presenting opportunities. We are always speaking. But so few can know how to hear it, and so few can see the opportunities. But allow us to do our part. When you cling too tightly, you interfere with our ability to help. So we ask you to focus on helping yourself, loving yourself, getting healthy for yourself, breaking the consumption cycle within yourself, turning it over to us, giving it to us, and focusing your attention on what makes you healthy, what makes you happy, and what brings you love. Because you all are love. You all are here to receive and give love. And you love so much. But you must love yourself with equal amount of love. And you must give to yourself with equal amount of giving. And focus on getting yourself healthy because you have been consumed. You too are unhealthy. Focus on yourself, on loving yourself, on healing yourself. And keep asking us, giving it to us, handing it over to us. Take this consumption, take this pain, take the struggle. Be helping my children. Help my children. I know you will. And trust, and trust, and trust. Give it to us and trust. Love yourself and trust. Take care of yourself and trust. Trust is a great element here. It is something that you must develop and deepen because you all have lost your trust with us and yourselves, and it is something that is so important and vitally important for you to develop. And so we are here offering you this message to trust, to let go, let God, and receive the healing that's available for you, you who have been consumed. You no longer need to be consumed. We are always here. Let us take care of it, and you take care of you, and you receive our love. And we are loving you so much. We are complete. Namaste.
Whew. Source
of that was a lot.
There.
Wow. That was
Source
one of
is an active
ones.
Monday.
Yes.
You know, there's something very, very deep and good in that, which there always is. But you know, trust, which is it's a heavy word because if a lot of people will come right out and say, well, I don't trust others, I don't trust myself, but I would love to share with everybody how we start to trust and how we build it is by having positive experiences in trusting, but we do have to start somewhere. We have to start on small things. And I've always found that in order for me to start trusting myself is that you ask the source, ask the question there is, focus on what makes you happy and healthy. And if you can focus on, though, that's how I started trusting myself. I was like, wow, I know how to make myself healthy. I know how to make myself happy. And look at me, I have a positive experience. Let's build that trust. So with this lovely lady who has asked that question, if she doesn't even know how to start to trust, just that's ask yourself that question. That's where you start. What makes you happy and how can you, you know, we're not happy when we're consumed. We're, you know, we're so not happy.
Yeah, we are suffering when we're consumed. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it was interesting that they brought up the consumption of the TB or whatever, whatever it was.
Yes, and tuberculosis. And knew that. I was like, yeah. Of course they know.
They call that disease consumption, and that used to be what killed people, a lot of people.
Yes. Yes, and took their life force. Now, I've actually asked if we can just push our commercials a little bit later because I'd like to get in one more channel message before we go to commercial. Okay. And if we can squeeze this one in, this was
2 days. This one's give me the one that's seems okay. So trust yourself, trust your intuition.
Trust.
Which of these? Because you have two. Which one seems shorter?
Well, I think we can do both. Can Divine do both?
Sure, but pick the shorter ones.
Okay. So I'm going to go with this one. There's a lot of people who are consumed with loss. And when I say loss, it's because it's out of their control. And this particular woman has written in, and she has lost her husband nearly 5 years ago. He passed away, and they were still so in love, so had so many plans, so much future to still have it there. And so she is consumed with, she wants to be happy. She would love to be in another relationship. However, she's still consumed with living as if he was still there because she's so in love with him. So how do we... Oh, step outside of that consumed relationship that's on a different dimension.
Yeah. Okay. Won't take too long to reconnect with the divine. Okay. Divine, we're here with this woman, or this woman's question, this woman who wants to know how to stop being consumed by the loss of her dear, beloved husband 5 years ago. And she's still so very much in love with, would like to be in another relationship, but continues to be unable to let go enough to be in another relationship. And we'd love to hear what you have to say to this person and so many people that are struggling equally, because this is, of course, something that happens to many people. So just another couple seconds to make the switch. We appreciate this question. This type of loss is one of the most painful experiences in human life. To lose your soulmate, to lose your loved, beloved spouse that you are so in love with and who is so in love with you, and to lose them, as you would say, too soon, too early, too young, and then to be left alone without that partner that becomes a part of you and you become a part of them, and the two of you become one, and to feel so empty and to feel like a part of you has died, because that is the experience. Those of you who love like this, who have this love, are so blessed, and you all seek this love, and we know that, and not all of you have so far, where you are in your life, experienced this unconditional love and acceptance, which fills you up when you receive it. It creates you, recreates you, and transforms you into a better version of yourself, a fuller version of yourself. You are still yourself, but so much more, because you are free to be fully you. You're free to be fully alive, and you feel fully alive in the relationship, in the connection with each other. It makes you feel alive and vibrant and so full of life. And then the life is gone and the vibrancy is gone. And you feel empty and you feel a great loss. And we have so much compassion for this loss and this suffering and this consumption. And it is okay to let someone go and still love them with your whole heart. To live in the present requires you to let go of what was. You do not let go of the love, but you let go of the attachment to what was, because you cannot move on. You cannot even be in the present. So much of you is connected to the past, and that is consuming a lot of energy. So learning that it is okay to still love so deeply and fully and still be able to let go and live in the present. You are all born to live in the present. Look at babies. They're so in the present. They're hungry, they cry. They're wet, they cry. If you are paying attention to them, if you are speaking to them with a loving voice, they smile, they coo, they laugh. They are in the present moment. And it is in the present moment that human life, human fullness is found. And you who have lost your soulmate lived in the present moment, and the present moment changed to a different kind of moment, and you have not been able to adjust. And we have compassion for that. There is no blame here. There is no judgment here. There is never judgment from us. We don't judge you ever. That which you have been taught and what you have learned is not entirely accurate, because we don't judge you. But back to the question at hand, it is important for you to be willing to let go. It is not a disservice to your loved ones. It is not, many times people feel that they to let go would be a dishonor and a disservice. And to this particular woman, because we know who you are, we want to say to you, your loved one is doing so well. Your husband is so present with you still, but not in physical form. And he supports you. He loves you. He wants you to enjoy life. He wants you to have a great life from here on out, and not to be pining away or caught up with the loss and the lack of what is. I mean, what was, the lack of what was, and the ability to be in the present moment. And so it is with great love that we say to you, it is okay to let go. It is important for you to let go. We see you and we love you so much, and we want you to let go. We encourage you to let go. Again, let go and let God, but also let go and let yourself live, let yourself be free in a new way. Back to the caterpillars and the butterflies. Two caterpillars enjoying each other's company. Now it is time for you to be the butterfly. You've been in that cocoon. You've been in the chrysalis for a long time. And we speak to you from our loving heart. It is time to break free of that which has been constraining you and keeping you tied to the past. You cannot fully pass into the present. Let that go, because there is something beautiful that is available to you. And we will not tell you your future, because it really all does depend on you, on how much you let go and what choices you make. You have so much power, and we're asking you to let go and choose the power to be in the present and live with childlike wonder, opening your eyes and your heart to what new things will present themselves to you, because there is so much more of life for you to live. And there is so much more of life that wants you to live it. And we encourage you to live now.
What you had in the past was a beautiful, rare, precious gem, a gift. You were gifted, and you will always be gifted with that love. But open up to receive love from many other sources besides that love. And first of all, from you, to receive your own love, to love yourself more, and to receive our love. Let our love blossom. Open your heart to move into the present moment and to live here and to discover here the many gifts that await you. We are complete. Namaste.
Those are tough ones. Off we go. We'll be right back after these quick short commercials.
Radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
For those times when you're looking for insight and additional tools to living your most elevated life, there's no better place to turn than Intuitive Alchemy Radio. Join me, Laura Brown, each Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations, live on-the-air readings, and tools to help you build your most aligned, most abundant, and most delicious life.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Back everyone to Access to Angels and Grace with myself, Lisa Berry, and our lovely channeler, Noemi Grace. And we just want to make sure that we're inviting everybody. We are going to run our show live again next Wednesday, same time, 12 p.m. Eastern. And we invite you to not only call in, but also to, if you want to do what, like what we're doing now, sharing a question on air, you can always email me. And that would be lisa@lightonliving.com, or you can find either one of us on Facebook. Now we're going to jump into our final question, Noemi, because we don't want to run out of time, but this is a very special one as well, because this is a question from with the male energy.
Oh, yes.
And so we're jumping from nurturer, mother nature, over to the man who really wants to be that hero, that savior, like, let me come and rescue you kind of thing. And this comes from a man who is consumed with why. Why is it over? Why can't we make it work? What changed? How did we fall out of love? How did you fall out of love so quickly? Because I'm still there. So that's what he's consumed with right now and wants to just fix it and have it back or understand it.
Divine, I can feel them chomping at the bits, so we'll just turn it over to Divine. Oh. Divine, you heard Lisa. I won't repeat the question to save some time, to give more time to you. Just give me a couple seconds to make the shift. This is a very important question, and we see it so often, both with men and women, that you are in pain and suffering and consumed by the loss of a relationship that you thought would be the one, or that would last forever, or that filled you up and made you feel bigger.
and better and more of who you were. And that loss is so acutely felt, and you feel a loss of yourself. And we want to let you know that this loss, what you perceive as a loss of yourself, is actually an opening to more of yourself. It is the ability to connect more deeply, to become more of you. So many of you lose yourself in relationships. Relationships feel good and they fill you up, but you lose yourself, especially when you fall head over heels. There is a part of yourself that you lose and you're willing to compromise and let go of in order to be with the other person. And it is hard to see that loss as an opening, but it is an opening, just as the last person, the loss of the husband, the loss of a relationship is an opening for you to become more of you, that there is more for you to experience. To understand why is a trap and a trick, because you get caught up in a cycle that you cannot break free of. Why did this happen? What did I do? What did they do? Did they meet someone else? Was I not good enough? Can't we fix it? Can't we go back? Can't we try? Can't. It is a lack of accepting what is and letting go of what was. It is, again, another way that you cannot live in the present moment, because you find the present moment unacceptable without that person. Without that person, you feel unwhole, you feel unhealthy, you feel unloved, you feel unwanted, and you cannot live that way. And all of that you feel is because you don't love yourself enough. You don't want yourself enough. You feel broken. And it's not that we diminish what happens in your heart, because the human heart is capable of great love. And when it connects to another heart, it is such a rich experience. To accept that the breakup is because there is someplace deeper for you to go, something more for you to experience, that there is more for you than what you had there. And that more is you, to discover you, fall in love with yourself, and you won't lose yourself in a relationship. The relationship will be the icing on the cake, but it will not be the cake. Build your cake. Bake your cake. Be your love to yourself. Learn to love yourself. And many of you males do not love yourself. You love others. You give to others. You are the hero. You are the provider. You are the one that takes care of others, but you're not taking care of yourself. Learn to love yourself. We say to you, learn to give to yourself. Learn to accept yourself. Learn to see yourself as whole. There's so much more that we could say here, because this question is so deep and the suffering is so deep. And the willingness to let go is the first part. As long as you are hanging on by a thread, and you are being consumed, and you are losing your life force, and you are losing the ability to have something wonderful in the present and the future. Trust that this happened for a reason that benefits you. And that is a big one. That is a hard one. Learning to trust that this benefits you, that there is something, a gem, gold, waiting for you through this loss. It is through the greatest losses that you are all reborn into the truth of who you are, that you are yourself in fullness and wholeness, that you yourselves can discover the great essence of who you are. And we have so much more to say, but we are aware of the time, and we just want to offer you to be willing to let go, to be willing to open up, to trust, to have hope that there is something even better out there for you, that there is not only this the one, that there is something, and you are the one, and there's something amazing for you if you will trust and if you will be willing to let go. We are complete in this moment. Namaste.
That was a lot. They were jamming it in.
You know, I heard
moving my lips.
Yes, you were. I really heard. You know what? Be your own hero. And right now, anybody out there being consumed, it is taking away your life force. It is time for you to be your own hero. Trust in yourself that you are complete. And listen to Noemi's channeled messages from Divine, because they know. Aw, Noemi, I'm so happy that you were able to show up and share your gift with us today and allow us to do this. And we'll be here next Wednesday the 20th at 12 p.m. Eastern time. So, Noemi Grace, you're just beautiful for doing this and helping everybody get through this consumption.
Thank you for partnering with me. It is such a gift.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you, everyone. We look forward to hearing from you. Call on in and get on the show and ask your question and ask that Noemi Grace can channel from the source, from divine to you. Bye, everyone. Bye, Noemi.
Bye. Bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.